Thinking it is time now for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. As always, we have previous episodes uploaded, archived as podcasts. You can find a link right there on our homepage at kozt.com. Get caught up on any information from previous episodes. And we'll throw it over to Joe Rogalski at the Coast News Desk.
All right, thank you, Dredd. And joining Will Lee, the Director of Medical Staff Services at Mendocino Coast District Hospital this morning, is Davey Beek. He's a paramedic, but also hospital COVID-19 incident commander. And we're here to talk about first responders and the County Emergency Operations Center. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. This is Will Lee going first. What a beautiful day it is.
Yeah.
Thank you all again for having us on to give a report to the community here. What I'd like to report as a part of the city's incident command is that the council will have a meeting Monday, and we hope to discuss possible measures of relaxing some of our businesses' ordinances to allow businesses to open curbside, and we're really looking into that over this weekend. So just know that Monday night we should discuss that. I also want to say as a part of the hospital that we do have essential workers, physicians that are working here at the hospital that have come from other parts of the country, and they have different license plates. And I've had a report from an ER physician and his wife, who are brand new to our hospital, that their door's been knocked on and notes on their car because they have Vermont plates. And so I just want to ask people to remember to be kind and be understanding that essential workers may be here at the hospital working from other parts with out-of-state plates. And so just to be extra kind if we can. Right now I'd like to introduce Davey Beek. He's our director of our ambulance service, a paramedic here, and the fire chief in Comche. So here's Davey.
Oh, my.
Good morning, everybody. This is Davey Beek. As Will said, I've been appointed incident commander of our Emergency Operations Command Center here at the Coast Hospital. I bring to that some experience and education in ICS systems, and due to my being the fire chief out in Comche. So I'd just like to bring you all up to date on some of the, you know, amazing things that our staff and the hospital has done in preparation for a potential surge of COVID-19 patients. I'd also like to bring you up to date on how EMS is going to look a little different to the patient, and how we're going to expect a little bit different behavior at certain points during our 911 response. So I'd just like to start by saying, due to the unfortunate closure of our OB department, that gave our hospital a unique opportunity to reassign the duties of that wing of our hospital to become a COVID ward to serve a potential surge in patients. So Will Lee went to work garnering a bunch of beds to place in the OB department. We made a procedures room in there with negative flow so that the staff will be protected when doing aerosolizing treatments to patients, potential COVID patients. And we have done so in conjunction with our county relationships. We are members of a healthcare coalition that is countywide, that is basically all made up of all the hospitals that have representation. Much EMS providers, many EMS providers have representation, and then all of the SNFs and convalescent care homes have representation. And these people all get into a room and discuss how we would respond to various types of incidents, and one of those types of incidents, it would be a pandemic like we're facing today. So we've actually been planning as a county and as communities, healthcare communities, to respond to occurrences exactly like what we're responding to today in the day of COVID-19. So it is a changing environment. The messaging is changing from the federal government and from the state government, and that dictates what we do. So the messaging can be confusing at times. Because you're aiming as a local provider, you're aiming at a moving target. So you're trying to share and update the communities on the current standards, and lo and behold, the current standards have changed, and now you have to bring out a new message and update the communities on to the new latest and greatest. So is this a question and answer thing? Or?
No, it's not. It's just
continue on. Okay,
sure.
So I'd like to talk now a little bit about the local relationships that our hospital has. So as our hospital operates the only paid professional EMS personnel within our district, and in fact, well beyond our district, the whole entire coast. So as our manager of our department, I have created relationships with all of our local fire departments. I have gone about my hiring practices to include as many of our local fire departments as possible. So I hire EMTs who come and work for me and get trained in our department and exposed to a higher call volumes than they would in their volunteer systems, whether it be Albion or Mendocino or Comanche, and we're able to bring up the level of quality and level of training throughout our entire district. And this is something I've been committed to for years, and every time I get an opening, I call the local fire chiefs and ask them if they have any suitable people who would like to come and work at the Coast Hospital. I feel like we're an excellent employer and one of the few really good job opportunities we have on the coast at this point.
All right. Well, Davey, thank you. It's good to know what's going on behind the scenes, so to speak, that when an ambulance shows up, and particularly in these days of COVID-19, that here's what we've thought about and have planned for in the past, not just right now.
Yeah, we're very prepared. I have a moment to talk about what the patient might see that would be different in today's days of COVID as opposed to, months or years ago?
If you could be brief, to be honest.
Okay. I will. Okay, so when a provider shows up at your door after you've called 911, they may ask you to send someone out to the curb to discuss the patient's condition with them. They may send a mask in with you to the patient so that you can then mask the patient, your loved one, your family member. And then they may send only one provider into your home to limit the exposure to the providers. And that provider may come in a yellow gown and hood and hat. He may be wearing Tyvek and wearing a mask, and he may look very intimidating, but he is only there to serve your well-being. So just know that the face of EMS might look a little more intimidating, but behind that face is still some very caring individual who's going to take great care of you and your loved ones, okay?
All right. Thank you. That's Davey Beek, paramedic and also the hospital COVID-19 incident commander. And my thanks also, of course, to Will Lee, the Director of Medical Staff Services at Mendocino Coast District Hospital. Thursdays, it's the turn for the Mendocino Coast Clinics. And so we'll be back tomorrow with Mendocino Coast Clinics. Rigelski here from the Coast.